Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Come
it's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. Gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This flesh life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, July 1, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
It is Wednesday, so let's see what washes up on the shores. All right. So, Ray, you sent something out a little bit.
Yeah, we had quite a bit to go out between yesterday and this morning. So we'll give the updates that went out in case someone didn't get a chance to read them. Tuesday update started Tuesday, June 30. The employees' salaries were not paid. Iraqi TV is saying in the coming days, salaries will be released. Kurds met in Baghdad today and were in discussions all day. The Kurds are determined to get a deal done with Baghdad. They even have Talabani now helping with the talks, still waiting for finalization. Then TV reporting sources in the CBI reveals a development that will allow the distribution of the June salaries within 2 days. A source pointed out the ministry will start tomorrow, Wednesday, to send a notice to banks to gradually release the salaries of employees in ministries and government departments. The Parliamentary Finance Committee said earlier today on Tuesday that the government's financial liquidity to pay the salaries of employees is available, stressing at the same time that the ministry did not send a directive to banks to pay salaries. Then Wednesday morning, the budget did not make it to Parliament, and the payments to citizens started today, but only in some areas. Not all were paid, and no new rate was applied. They are still getting paid salaries at the old rate, and only in certain areas at specific intervals. Some of the citizens are fed up with Al-Kadhimi, stating that he has no plan of action. That's the updates.
Okay. That brought us all the way up to this morning, because they're fed up right now. But it is what happened. Even as of this morning, people are still getting paid, but they're getting paid in certain areas, actually just like the article said, in certain job specialties. Everybody didn't get paid yesterday or today, but they're going to get paid. Oh, I was supposed to say this first. If I tell you guys, if it didn't happen today, I was going to be disappointed. So I'm officially disappointed. And the real part is, don't nobody care but me that I'm disappointed. And I understand that. But let's let you guys know. I know some of you guys feel the same way. So, but this is what they're told, what they're telling me. That the only reason there's only small groups that are demonstrating this morning is because they are being told the rate's going to change in the coming days. Now, of course, me and you, last thing we want to hear is the coming days. We've been hearing that for 15 years. We just don't know when the day is coming, but the coming days. Supposedly, just a little inside information, the rate was supposed to come out. Then I actually got three different things, and they confirmed some of it. It was supposed to change within 2 days. Rate come out and then go up in 2 days. Another source that says the rate's going to come out, and it's going to have a second RV, what they're calling it, within 2 weeks. And then the other option that we're getting was a rate comes out and they put out a new rate in 60 days. So we know there's two rates coming out. And that information I just gave you is coming from street vendors to what they're being told, from Iraqi bankers to what they're being told, to global economists and what they're being told. So I'll say the only thing that was consistent is it's going to be two rate hikes real quick. Well, when they're going to come, we don't know. The budget was not submitted yesterday, wasn't submitted today, or not that we know of as of this moment, has not been submitted, which was an issue because yesterday was the deadline. And all I'm telling you is things that we can see on the surface. Behind the doors, and Curtis is still working on their agreement now. Behind closed doors, they're telling me Curtis made an agreement last Wednesday. Did a photo op, did all that, and they were supposedly waiting until today to make the announcement. But it hasn't come out. But they did have an agreement, and Curtis got what they wanted. They got the percentage that they wanted. And they made some other concessions, but there was an agreement in place. There supposedly has been a budget in place that was waiting for yesterday to be submitted. I don't know why it didn't get submitted. They weren't fighting over it. They're on to the 2021 budget. They still have to do something for the last 6 months of this year, and it was supposed to start today. So we're actually in a good position for things to move. If not, my bank guy here says, if not by the end of this week, by the first of the week, this should be done. So everybody's moving in that direction. We did get a unsolicited message from our committee member that said there's a few technical things that had to be done and we'd be ready to go. And I'm saying unsolicited, but at the end of it, what did he say, Rick? He said, this is and it's really probably the only reason I'm telling you guys too.
Let me go back to approved message.
Yes, this is in a, he said, an approved message text. So, which means they sent it to him to send to us. It was unsolicited, but to tell you, things are going on. Let me see. So he gave us a description of exactly what's going on, what the process is, and said that's about as descriptive as I can get under current gag restrictions, but this is an approved message text. So, here's the only thing. I'm not going to tell you guys what he said. So, anyway, but he did say they were moving things, and then hopefully it won't be long. But that's all. So, still looking for this. Hopefully I'm going with the banker. It could happen by the end of the week. Because people aren't being paid. They're dragging it out, everything. Oh, I forgot to tell you all that part. Hold on. This is an article that came out thanks to, you know, the wonderful world of Tish. Somebody already put it out. But it actually says the reason for delaying the payment of salaries is due to the procedures for the currency conversion period and not to transfer the salaries and exchange every 40 days as is rumored. So they were trying to do something. This is what happened, in case you guys don't understand that. They were doing $6 million in cash exchanges, and it's down to $1.5 million. So the Iraqi citizens start hoarding their money. Not the dinars like people want them to draw value to the dinar. They start hoarding the dollars, which is devaluing the dinar, which is doing the exact opposite of what they wanted to get done. But they said 30% of their liquidity is under somebody's mattress. 30%. And the country can't operate like that. So they're putting the information out. They're telling people, you've got to put the money in the market for us to be able to survive. So they're obviously letting them know. We need the cash flow in order for this to work. But it's just the first. We're still in a good position. They're not paying everybody. I'm still waiting for an answer about the taxes and the tariffs. Just so you guys know that. And if I get it while we're on the call, I'll tell you, because I wanted to see did they go into effect. There's no announcement or hasn't been any date change, so they should have gone into effect today, but I don't think it's going to happen without the RV, or people aren't going to be able to pay it. So let's go. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay, says, you probably already covered it. What time frames are you hearing from the various types of sources? All right, end of the week, first of the week. Yes, we covered it. Okay, Dr. Stewardship says, have you seen the structured payout contract regarding our currency exchanges that the banks spoke of? And is said contract freely available now for review?
I haven't seen any contracts, period. I've just been, well, the only thing I saw was the original group contract, but I haven't seen anything from the banks. I've just been told this is what they were trained on, and this is what they're operating under.
Okay. Can these so-called structured payouts be revised for future unforeseen circumstances stipulated by the currency holder prior to signing?
Again, that's something you guys are going to have to discuss in there. I haven't gotten that far with anybody on the structure of the contract or any exemptions or anything else. So, good questions, though. Good questions for you to ask before you sign it.
But I'm going to add, I highly doubt that you will be able to change anything pertaining to any contract agreement that the bank sets in front of you, at least not that day, because they don't make legal decisions. They always send it to their legal department, even for a modification, if such were to happen. So I don't think that we're going to be modifying contractual agreements, at least not on exchange day. It might be you can get it modified and then come back after they run it through legal. But don't expect it to happen the same day, at least from what I've experienced and learned from the banking industry. They let legal make those decisions, and legal department is not going to be sitting there with you doing your exchange, at least not to my knowledge. But you can try it. All right, Vicky VTX says, I am asking a question that I have both answers. Let me read that again. I am asking a question that I have both answers. Will the dinar exchange / cash out be taxed? I heard no, but lately that it could be.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Will the dinar exchange cash out be taxed?
Right, and she has both ears. Somebody's selling her yes, and somebody's selling her no. That's what she means when she says she has both answers. Okay. I'm going to tell you yes and maybe no. So, okay. I mean, no and maybe yes. I'm going to tell you, I've always been told by both my government contacts and bank people that it will not be a taxable event. I've always been told that the taxes have been taken out of this money prior to us receiving our exchange. So that's the best I can do for you until we see something else.
Okay, Believer 2 says, will people in Hawaii be able to exchange in Hawaii even though there are no Wells Fargo banks or any other mainland banks there?
Yes, I'm sure you will. People are exchanging foreign currency right now, and those same banks will have a relationship and get you exchanges. Everybody's not going to have to get on a plane and fly to the mainland to do a currency exchange.
Okay. Jim in KC says, Tony, on Monday's call, you said the following. He, parentheses, the banker, is saying $3.61 dinar and contract rate one day of $6 and the next day it changes. What does that mean? For example, is that rate for only one day and it changes to a different rate the next day and continues to change every day after that? Is that a rate for only one day and it becomes a fixed rate of a different value from that day on?
Or is he saying one day they're telling me this and the next day they're telling me something else? So I don't know what it's going to be, but it's $6 or $28.50 or somewhere in between. So
okay.
Simply saying they keep changing what they're going to do, and that's why. Yesterday we said they're going to offer, and you got to remember, $6 to just anybody who doesn't want to do the humanitarian project. That's what they're telling him now. It's a contract rate they're going to offer. It may change tomorrow, is what he's saying. It changes day to day. So we'll have to see what it starts out with. We do know that the highest rate is going to be $28.50. We just don't know this particular bank wants you to do humanitarian projects. Every other bank might not want you to do anything. They're just going to give you the $28.50. But you got to remember, there's some banks that's going to accept anybody and everybody, and some banks are only going to accept their clients who they already have. All right.
Light Spirit says, happy 1st of July. Do you know if Capital One will be exchanging when the time comes? Are they a bank that is currently exchanging?
I don't know what Capital One does. I don't follow Capital One, look at them that closely. But Ray can tell you if they're on the list of the 70 that we have that are currently exchanging.
Well, this particular list was specific to Dinar.
I thought that's what she said.
She just said, well, they would be exchanging when the time comes.
Okay. Right.
But I'm looking it over real quick to see if anyone ever reported on Capital One. But, of course, a phone call to them will answer that question also. But scanning the list ever so quickly, which means I might accidentally overlook it, but I'm not seeing Capital One on this list of 79, 80 banks.
And you're right. That's a simple phone call. You can find out. Yep.
Right. Yep. Call them up and ask them. Okay. Light Spirit again says, seems I have a new challenge, the 14-day quarantine. Coming in from Brazil, that may present a 14-day problem. Well, if that is the case, I wouldn't be planning on contract rate. You have to wait 14 days and stay in quarantine once you get here. I would very much be looking at some ways to electronically have some currency, so that when this RV happens, you will instantly have some money, or quite a bit. But what do you say, Tony, about this 14-day quarantine? Just come on in now?
I can't tell you to come in right now because I don't know if the RV is going to be in 4 hours, 4 days, or 40 days. I really don't. I feel like it's going to be closer to that. But I'm not going to recommend you come over. So, I'll tell you the honest to God truth. Somebody asked me to come to New York to do my exchange. Said, hey, just come here and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do this or that. And then somebody else said, yeah, but you have to wait your 14 days. And it's probably a horrible thing to say, and I'm not telling anybody else to do it, but trust me, if this RV happens and I'm getting my money, I don't even know how to count to 14. The most I'm gonna be waiting is 14 hours to get to that bank and do my exchange and go about my business. But I'm surely not gonna sit there for 14 days. That's just me. You guys do what you want to do, but I'm gonna use common sense, which is gonna tell me go there, put my mask on, use every precaution, go to my appointment, and leave as soon as I can. But that's just me. Okay, who's next?
Let me see. Willow Ninny.
Okay. Willow Ninny?
Yeah, Willow Ninny. That's what I'm getting out
okay.
of it. W-I-L-L-O-N-I-N-N-Y. Willow Ninny. It does seem we are at the end of this ride, and therefore our next move is strategy before exchange. Would you kindly indicate good plan 2 weeks after exchange?
Would I give you a plan of action for 2 weeks after the exchange, what you should be doing? Is that what this means?
That's what it seems to me, yeah. So would you kindly indicate good plan 2 weeks after exchange?
Guys, it's hard to give everybody a cookie-cutter plan because everybody has different goals, dreams, and desires of what they want to do. So that's a hard one to follow. You should absolutely have a plan. I mean, you should have the plan right now, because now is the best time to sit out and think and rethink and rethink and go through some of the mistakes in your mind before you have to live with reality. Once the money comes, it's going to be hard to think, especially if you haven't had this kind of money before, because money will not only scramble your brain at the time, but it will paralyze the majority of you in your thinking. Because if you sit down and really think about it, most of you are going to be in protection mode at that point. I never had this much money, and I know somebody's going to try and take it from me. So somebody is going to try to take it from me. I can tell you that. Whether it's your banker or your investment broker or your neighbor, brother, sister, uncle, cousin, everybody's definitely going to want their piece of the pie, and you're going to be just like the article I sent you guys yesterday, get inundated with requests and reasons why you should give people money, why you should be their business partners, why you should move to this block instead of this block, and a whole bunch of other things. So you need to have your own plan now, not 2 weeks after. Well, and I guess they want to start it 2 weeks after, which isn't bad to sit down, calm down for a minute, see what's going on, and then put your plan into action. So I can't give everybody a plan. I have a plan, but I've had mine for 10 years. So I don't have to think about mine. I just need to get started. As soon as I walk out the bank, let's do this, because it hasn't changed. You need to do the same thing. But if you don't, just get used to it for a minute. I got it. We know what to do while we're doing our exchange. Make sure the bank doesn't have any third-party vendors contact you. Have no one contact you unless they go through them. You definitely want to set that up when you're doing your new accounts and everything. No third-party vendors, because you'll get inundated with calls. And then don't be so quick to go out there and tell everybody you're a multimillionaire or billionaire. that will give you that two-week period of time to follow your plan. All right? So I can't give everybody a two-week plan or how to get started or what to do next. If we're more specific, I can tell you what I would do in a particular situation, but I can't tell you what to do. All right, Ray?
And I would add to that, for that two-week span, for a lot of you to just use that time to try to learn as much as you can before you make moves. Because there'll be people out there that will, some will be trying to educate you. Some will be trying to sell you. But you can go to the sales presentation and learn as much as you can and still keep your hand on your checkbook. So use that time to try to learn and see what others are doing. It'd be a big help to you. Sunstar says, Tony, on a Bentley bet with Ray Rand many years ago, you were high on the British pound revaluing at a higher rate than the dinar in the U.S., and I believe Ray Rand was leaning the other way. Do you both still feel this way? I think you have me mistaken for someone else. But anyway,
me
Tony.
Too. I'm saying, what are you talking about? On a Bentley bet?
Yeah, because anybody who knows Ray doesn't bet Bentleys. I'll do the trading places bet in a quick minute.
I got to tell you, who was that?
That was you and Dan years ago. It was what the dinar was going to be pegged to, the U.S. dollar or the SDR, I think. Yeah. Was the SDR?
Oh.
Special drawing rights or something. If that was like ages ago.
Okay.
And you guys were betting the, I think you were betting the Bentley back then on what the deal was going to be, what it was going to be pegged to when it revalued.
Okay. I can't even remember. All right. What's next?
Let's see, with the COVID-19 spiking higher in Texas and other states, and Iraq getting closer for revaluation of the dinar, do you see Texas and other states delaying the U.S. exchange, even if Iraq RVs in the next several days?
So, well, let me get this clear. You're saying that if the RV occurs and we don't get to go in the U.S., is it Texas and Florida's fault for being ass backwards? I mean, for not doing what they're supposed to do to start with and causing us to get shut back down? Is that what they're saying? Wait, they said Texas. They doesn't say that.
Yeah, they didn't include Florida.
I had to include Florida in there, but anyway, but for all you other guys who will get upset about that, we can see California is going the wrong direction too now. So, and California is admitting it as of this morning, open too soon. It was too easy, and since it wasn't going up, thought it was all over, but we knew it was there. Enough to shut down. Anyway, no, guys. We're not going to be able to blame it on Texas because they slow, or Florida because they just confused, or California because they just go their way. If the RV occurs, we are going to the bank and do our exchanges. Even during lockdown, it's going to be individuals. We're not going to have masses out there. We're not going to be gathering it, you know, 1,000 people at a time, 5,000 people, anything else. We'll be simply going to appointments, no different. And essential workers are still out there doing what they do. People are still going to doctor's appointments or hospitals if they have to. The banks were still open before. I'm sure they will make precautions to this. I'm not concerned about lockdown stopping us. It's not going to stop the rest of the world, and everybody's needing their this right now. All right, what's next?
All right. Lately, who have you been focusing on for release of our blessing? The CBI, Parliament, WTO, IMF, etc.
I personally have been looking at two things. Guys. One was, what are they going to do the payouts today and tomorrow with the budget? Because I was told 2 weeks ago they knew this was coming. It was supposed to happen. And then the rate would change. And he did say within a couple of days. Today could have been that day. Initially, it was supposed to be by the end of the month, the 30th, and then by the 1st. And I said I was going to be disappointed today, and I'm truly disappointed, even though they're saying that citizens are already being told in the coming days it's going to happen, and it's why they're not paying out everybody right now, even though they have started the payouts, even though they have told people the money's sitting in the bank and has been available since last Friday, but the banks haven't paid it out. They use every kind of excuse in the world. Finance ministry didn't give them a directive. They don't know why it didn't pay out, everything else, until one of their members came out today and blatantly said we were waiting for the currency conversion. Now, he didn't necessarily mean the rate change. They'll wait for something to occur where these people would release this money and the dinar would have value versus the dollar. So he didn't say, I was waiting for a revaluation. I was waiting for the currency conversion. Which
okay.
should be all the revaluation. But my biggest thing is what has always been, regardless of what they say, because they never do what they say, and today is again a proven point, I wait for our bank to go into action, because that's when I know we're going to the bank. I mean, if they're not doing it, I don't care what nobody else is saying, it's not happening. It's not happening for us, and that's what we need to see. Our banks going into action. That's when we should get excited. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Light First says, I have heard and read that the dollar sign, I guess, money has to be asset backed, and that has not happened before the RV. When do you think this will happen?
You have heard that the money has to be asset-backed. What money? Our money? Their money? What's not asset-backed? That's what the whole last 10 years has been. That's what the...
Okay.
Shoot, I'm trying to think. What was it? What was all the banks have to do? Yeah, I can't even think of it. I'm reading the text and trying to talk to you guys. The Basel III, everybody being Basel III compliant, has backed the money. All right, what's next?
MLFS says, are dinar and dong being sold? Last week's sales seem to be halted. Yes, they are being sold. Well, at least the dong is. Got a report from someone just this morning that they were purchased dong at $48 per million.
From where?
Texas.
No, Chase. Not what state. Oh, from Chase Bank?
That's what it says. I decided to visit a Chase Bank here in Dallas. The teller told me the dong just became available for purchase again at $48 per million. And this came to me an hour and a half ago.
Okay, everybody go back to your bank and check. They were obviously like us, expecting something to happen by today that didn't happen. So we'll see.
Great.
Yesterday was not available. So we'll have to see what about today. at All Bets. Somebody can do that right now while we're doing this. Call Wells Fargo. Chase that. See if it's back on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody do that. And then Texas whatever.
No, not nobody from Texas. No.
No, I said then text us.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, let's talk to live caller 214 area code. You are on.
Yes. I guess that's me. First four
yes,
miles.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. Against to y'all. Tony, I don't want to tell you where I'm from because you don't like us down here, but I feel you on that. It's the first and it's not here, but I got just a few questions. One of the things I got to say is, somebody, one of my kin folks, give me a gold $25,000 dinar note, and it's kind of thin, but it's solid gold. I mean, not solid gold, but it's gold wrapped or something, and it's kind of an engraving. Are those bills, do you know anything about those, or is that just a gimmick or what? Because he told me he thought they were worth more.
Well, I can tell you I have three of them, and I don't see them worth any more. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure they're going to be worth anything at all since they've been taken other than a souvenir.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured, too. Okay, well, you don't think oil prices have anything with them putting it off, you know, two or three more days, just keep coming days, or they're waiting on a certain number or not?
Oh, no. Oil prices definitely have something to do with it. And the reason it hasn't been done up to this point is because they were waiting for the oil price to go up so they could justify what they're doing. And show
right, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, that's
here's
what I was thinking,
concern.
Too.
Oil went up again today, $41. It's $41. They say it's going to be at 55 or 70 by December is what B of A is predicting that it'll be at. If things kept going the way they're going. But we know right now that we're going backwards. I mean, the U.S. is going backwards. We're having more.
Yeah, there's a lot more people driving than what there was, yeah.
Yeah, we're
absolutely
shutting things back down, so we're going in the wrong direction. Because if we completely shut down, it's not going to be any different than when China did. If we have to shut our borders back again, if like the EU is doing now, they're opening up and they're saying no U.S. citizens, no U.S. products, then the whole world's going to start going in the wrong direction. So I feel hopefully that they can look at it and see right now is the time to take advantage and make this happen so we can use it regardless of what happens in the future. Because if we wait too long and other countries start doing what we're doing, going backwards again, it's going to be a terrible winter.
Yeah. It sounds like we're going backwards, but I sure feel like something's we're so close. Just any day, any second, but I'm going to keep hoping and praying instead of being depressed about not happening. But I'll make it another 6 months anyway. Thank
you
all very much,
sir,
for all your time and everything y'all do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, 313 area code. Let's see. It's going to open up. There we are. 313. 574.
Hey. Tony, how you guys doing?
Good morning. I'm super fantastic.
Fantastic, sir. Nth degree.
Great. Well, I just wanted to share with you guys, too, that now people are calling me, telling me that they have the dong available. But I have one currency carrier, which is cost of $1 trillion. I'm afraid to even purchase from them because they call me 5 and 6 times a day. When most carriers, they don't call you. They just called me to let me know that they had more dong in yesterday. But this $1 trillion currency exchange person is different people calling. But they're calling me like 5 and 6 times a day after I had made an inquiry trying to sell me Zimbabwe. And I'm just, I didn't know that they call you like that. Should I be apprehensive? Not should I be apprehensive. I'm already apprehensive. But should I not purchase from them because they're calling so many times?
So, if I were you, I probably wouldn't purchase from them either. Because I don't like people rushing me, hounding me, and you got to do it right now, or you're going to miss your best opportunity. Or, and I don't know any other currency dealer that is steady calling people, if we have it available, we haven't even had that set up. So I would be leery of that. And there's other places you can get it online if you really want to that will never call you. I probably would already block their number and not worried about it. But that's just me.
Okay, thank you. Now they get when they call from several different numbers, but I just won't. I won't purchase from them, and I just wanted to get your opinion. I felt apprehensive, and just wanted to get you guys' opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. See those calls. I mean, I get calls like that if I'm trying to sell me health insurance when I have the best health insurance I could possibly get. And it's paid for. So why do you keep calling me? And they call me from New Jersey, New York, Florida, Kansas. It's the same people. Why do you call me? Because it's just a call center. Just calling out, and I don't feel a legitimate business opportunity needs to do that. I don't think so.
Well, also, I did purchase some more dogs, and to purchase this dog, it's like you had to go through an application, like you applying for a job position. And then even after the application is completed, then they go through a security code where you have to ask these questions, answer these questions about your personal identity information, things that you has happened to you like years back, you know, addresses like 20 years ago and things like that. But and then even after going through that process, they called me back and said, oh, well, you said that you're self-employed, and what type of work do you do? Because they don't usually exchange with people that's self-employed. But then once I told them the type of work that I'd done, they felt that they said that's an honorable position, and we had, commend you for doing that, so we're going to work with you.
Okay, who was that? Was it a bank?
That was Exchange America.
They even asked you about your type of employment. Wow.
Well,
yeah.
I've never done business with Exchange America. I mean, a bunch of you guys asked, but there's no way in the world I would have given anybody that type of information about me. Nobody. They never would have got that. Just for me to buy some currency from them would have never, ever happened. You would have never got my employment history. You would have never got my living history or anything else for me to buy something from you. No, that's too much. You could have got my current name, address, and ship it to me, identity, because they're tracking who gets it. But all that 20 years background, verification, no vendor needs that much information about me. Just wouldn't never happen. I said thanks, but no thanks, and hung up the phone and found me a bank to get it from. But, okay.
All right.
Wasn't it?
Did it?
That's it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. 754 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. For that question with the virus, let's give the states their just dues. California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, that is in the midst of tremendous upswings. So if we're going to give them all out, let's give them all the right ones. To get on to my questions, The other day when you were, when the question was asked about investment, and someone said something about the IMF and bank, which one do you think is the one for us to go to? Are we better off going with what the banks have to offer, or the IMF, or neither one of them?
You're going to have, I think, more access to the banks, okay? Because the IMF is like most other platforms, you get to that level, is by invitation. And you have to know somebody in order to get into those. So you'll have easier access getting into bank platforms, whichever bank you go to, having them get you into some of theirs, or again, the easiest thing you guys can do, and you should be doing what Ray says and has been saying, is educate yourselves right now, is try to get involved in your bank's humanitarian projects, if they're going to do that, but if not, their IPOs is the best chance for you guys to make money now. Every IPO is not guaranteed to make money, and I got to keep saying that. If you can get in pre-IPO, you should make money, even if not a profit, but even some of those go down, and you're restricted. But you still have a better opportunity to get involved with those. So I'd be looking at what my bank could do for me right up front before I'd be trying to negotiate something for an IMF project that I may not even be able to get into.
And do you feel that way for us to get the maximum interest on what we're going to leave with the bank, or is that separate than what the actual investment would be? If you go in and tell the bank I need X amount of dollars per year to live on and I want to live on the interest, not principal, would that be with the investment into IPOs, which I'm very familiar with, and other investments through the bank, or are we talking about interest on a different level?
Okay. So I'm going in with $100 million. And I'm trying to put $60 or $70 million into the bank's humanitarian project and get the highest interest I can get. 10% a year, 50%, whatever it is. Get the highest that they'll give me for a long period of time. With that other $30 million, I'm saying, look, bank, I'm doing this because I'm getting the highest rate, which actually is going to give me extra money, and now I'm taking that extra money, and I want to put it in some investment vehicles that I can move around for these 3 years. I want to put it in this IPO, that IPO. I want to put it in this opportunity because I'm getting my interest, right, to live off. Now I'm reinvesting my money's money every month, every quarter, every time an IPO comes out, and making more money on the money than the 10%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm looking to do over that 3-5 year period of time. By the time I'm done, my 30% could equal my 70% or be even greater because I've invested it in small vehicles that pay usually upfront instead of a long-term slow growth vehicle like that interest or that humanitarian. Well, you guys invest in stocks. You know, that's not going to make all this money next month or 3 months. That's 3 years from now, the stock should be worth this. 5 years from now, and you still made less than 10% on the stock, whatever. That's why I don't do stocks. IPOs, I'm putting it in, I'm getting paid, I'm getting out. And I can do it again and again and again. Unless I get in another platform that pays out weekly.
Okay. And the other, this, my final question is for you, Ray. Someone I'm close to had corona and luckily survived it, but had a stroke from it and lost short-term memory. Her daughter, not her husband, is familiar with the Dong and everything that I've told them and all the emails I've sent them. The husband knows nothing. Can she, when she goes to her exchange, because she's wheelchair-bound and short-term memory has been lost, can she bring her daughter instead of her husband with her to help her with the exchange? And her daughter is an adult. She's over the age of 21.
Well, that's a check with the bank situation. Would you make the appointment? See what they say.
Okay.
Sounds like they would approve it, but I don't know for sure. So.
All right. Well, that's all my questions for today. Thank you very much for the information and the time. And we are still looking at within the next week, right? As far as how everything is lining up, even if they don't send the budget through?
The budget is done and the number has been done. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you. And have a great day from hot, sunny South Florida. Bye-bye.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
727 area code. You are on. 727-470. Sleeping on the job, are you? Okay, we'll go to 714 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Hey,
good morning.
Robert from OC here. First of all, I want to comment on the lady and her daughter situation. Because of the incapacitance or the memory issue, they may require a power of attorney with someone, but if the daughter has power of attorney, they probably will allow that, I would think. So now on to more personal things. On Monday, I did as promised and went over to Wells Fargo, and they said they had no information on the Dong, had no idea when things would be loosened up and they'd be available again. Obviously, that was kind of covered earlier by a Chase situation. Obviously, I'm going to be following up with them later today to see what's what. They did say that they were supposed to be notified on the 29th, which is Monday, of an update, and they were not. So what I did yesterday was, because of the gentleman who mentioned several calls ago about Exchange International being the supplier to Wells Fargo and other banks, I contacted them and ordered some Dong, got a confirmation. And that same day, yesterday afternoon, they called me and said, it's ready. I went, what? I said, yeah, it's here. So I hot-footed it over there and was able to retrieve it and have it in my hands. The gentleman in front of me, I think he did like 125 mil. I know it was well over 100. I was like, whoa. And I mentioned to him, he says, you're going all in. He said, yes, it's the last chance. I said, yeah, it probably is. So that was definitely an impressive purchase he was doing.
Okay.
So they also have an exchange. There's only one location in my area, which is Santa Ana, and they only have a couple in Northern California. There's Milpitas in San Francisco, and so they're not everywhere. But they seem to be decent. They also have rupiah, and they have dinar, by the way.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, were there any rate updates for today?
No, rates are the same. I did ask this morning. Rates are the same.
Oh, you did ask. Okay, good. I'm glad you asked. And glad that they're staying static. So that's wonderful news. And I guess for today, that's probably it, gentlemen. And except one thing. Since today is hump day, if you've never ridden a camel you never know which hen's going to get up first, so it can be quite an experience.
Okay.
All right.
They go
Thank
rear
you,
end up first or front end up first, and you almost get thrown off when that happens. But, yeah, so
okay.
Did that in honor of Hump Day. And so you gentlemen and everyone else have a wonderful rest of this wonderful Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay,
and
so somebody
just called
Wells Fargo 10 minutes ago for a currency department. They are still not selling the dong. Called B of A. They are still not selling the dong so far.
All right. For those that are considering the power of attorney, I didn't mention that when the lady asked about that, because the mother wanted to go to the bank and wanted to know, could she bring her daughter with her because she has short-term memory, whatever. If the daughter becomes the power of attorney, then more than likely the bank is going to tell the mother she can't come. They won't need her to be there. That power of attorney speaks for her. So that might preclude the mother from attending, or anyone that's wanting someone to be power of attorney. Then there won't be any need for you to be present. You have someone else legally speaking for you. So keep that in mind when you entertain that power of attorney option. That's now you're letting someone else replace you, so there'll be no need for you to be there at all. 610, you are on. G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good
Greetings.
Morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Good morning, sir.
It is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen, and it is a new month and a new day, and that means there's a new bill that needs to be paid. You can help
right.
by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro. P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And I would like to remind everyone that I am not getting paid to ask for these donations. I ask for these donations of my own volition and my own free will, and never has either Tony or Ray asked me to ask for donations. They have never asked me to do this. Again, I do it of my own free will. Again, Tony and Ray, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite Wednesday.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay, that takes us to 805 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning and good afternoon, you two.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hope all's well in Sacramento there, Tony. And North Carolina
yep.
for you, Ray. Hey,
yes, sir, it is. Thank you.
Good. On the Zim, 11 to 26, 36 cents. What do you feel will make the difference to get the higher amount rather than the lower amount? Is it going to be a planned how to spend the money? Is it going to be how much you have? What do you think are the variables in order to get the higher amount on the ZIM, if it's available at all?
Well, I was told to get the higher amount, you had to have at least 10 Zen notes.
Okay.
So
that's what I was hoping. Let's put it that way. That's what I was hoping. I'm hoping there wasn't any like magical formula, and it basically is for those people that have an abundance. Of course, that money will be left in the bank or other banks. So, anyway, that was one question. And I appreciate the answer. The other is when you have a lot. Let's just say that you've decided to leave money in the bank in the tune of like $200 million. What is the how do you know that you can you get any kind of insurance on those deposits?
I don't know. I have always been told, and I don't know what the case is because I haven't tried it myself, that there is Lloyd's of London or something there that insures
mm-hmm.
large bank accounts. So
okay.
That's what I would try and check out. And if not, ask the bank itself, how can you insure this money? Over
okay.
the $150,000, I want to insure my money and see what comes
yeah.
out.
All right. That's what I was wondering. Other than that, I you know, sure hope we're within the last week, but we'll just hang in there until it happens because it's going to happen. So I appreciate everything you guys do for us. Hope you have a pleasant day. I am. And if I can buy more dong, I will. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
951 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning. Hey, I was finally able to get through to you guys. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I apologize. I haven't been able to been on the last few phone calls, and I haven't been able to listen to the recordings all the way through and stuff. But and I heard a little bit today about humanitarian projects. Do we have to have humanitarian projects, or do we have to have a plan in place? Or in order to get the high rate? I mean, because I have ideas what I want to do, but I haven't written anything down on paper or anything.
Okay. So, again, I've been giving you guys information from basically one bank that is saying in order to give you the high rates, they wanted you to have a humanitarian project or to simply go with one of their humanitarian projects. That doesn't mean all of the banks are going to require that. So you will still have options to just go somewhere else if that doesn't work for you.
Okay.
And see if they're giving out the highest rate. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I have ideas what I want to do. I'm probably actually going to put a group of people together to help me out with humanitarian projects too and stuff, but I mean, I'm not going to do anything until I mean, how many times have we promised to, not promised, but how many times have we thought, you know, we're going to get our money and we haven't yet. So I'm going to wait till I have money in hand to start putting a plan together or whatever, you know. So, but I guess it kind of shocked me that, but I'm glad to hear there's different banks, I guess, doing different ways of business and everything. So.
Right.
Okay, and I guess think so. That's about. Yeah. Okay.
Don't let anybody
all right, yeah,
intimidate you into doing anything, okay? It's always your choice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, didn't mean to interrupt you there or whatever, you know. But, no, I've got to – before – I didn't want to go with any bank projects because I want to check out the project first and everything, you know, that they're talking about and everything, you know. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, I want to be really careful where I put my money at and what I do with my money and everything. And I don't want to have to do anything on a moment's notice or whatever. So
right.
I'm glad to hear that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank
that's
you, sir.
It. So let's hope this goes here very soon. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Okay. Bye-bye. 636 area code. You are on.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been on for a while. Tony, I have three questions, kind of a simple curiosity more than anything than an opinion. Number one, is Iraq still using the United States dollar?
There are people still using it, even though they were, well, I think a month or 2 months ago when they took it out of circulation. But I know there's still some being passed around, some being hoarded.
Does that slow things down by giving people money?
I don't know if it's slowing things down right now because the people are just still unsure, but as more as just keep things going. When they had all they had out there, definitely, but people didn't react the way they wanted them to react, and that's what they were talking about. Instead of hoarding the dinar and making it more valuable, they start hoarding the dollar. And they wanted people to react just the opposite way. And that's what they were saying in the article this morning. They have to still overcome the currency exchange in that process. So it could have slowed it down somewhat, but today was still the target date, just so everybody knows. Today was the target date.
Okay. Second question is, you, as you and I both know and agree, all these gurus, they come and go like flies. But what's the status of the number one guru, Oki? Haven't heard from him for a while.
I haven't heard from him either. Haven't heard anything from him since the last time I brought him on our call. So, and I haven't heard anything about him. If something usually happens to him, somebody will call me or send me some information. So I would suspect he's doing okay.
Number three, who is this? Some of these gurus have mentioned her name several times, that she is now in charge and representing, I think it's the Treasury or the IMF or somebody, this lady named Shelton, who's supposed to be dealing with the president and the CBI and so forth as to when this thing happens and calling the shots. Do you know anything about that?
Is her name, Shelton?
I think it's Shelton. Starts with an S.
I don't think that's the name. I mean, Shelton is one of the gurus who's been putting out information and everything. They got somebody else. I can't think. Oh, it could be. I don't know. I can't even remember what her name is because
I couldn't either after I got on the phone call. I thought I remembered it.
Yeah. Personally, they always say she's making – it could be Shelton. I have to go there. Look, she's making all the decisions. She's determining. She's giving them all the information. Trump put her in charge of the RV. Yeah, Trump got her sign it off. All the time. Oh, yeah. Judy Shelton. You're right. I was thinking about the other Shelton. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know her. Never heard of her. Talk about her. But
who does she work for?
Anything, you know, she's making all the decisions and the rules and she's negotiating with Chinese, and she's doing everything else, but I have no idea.
Is she an American, works in the United States government, or?
They're saying she works in the Treasury.
Yeah.
So, I tell you what, though, okay? So, we know that. I do have people in the Treasury, so let me see what I can find out.
She's an advisor. She's an advisor to President Trump.
Well, that's what they say. I don't know who she. If she is, she's giving out some terrible information. Because nothing she said so far has happened. And if she's the one supposed to be in charge of it, I don't know why it doesn't happen.
Well, here's my theory on this, and you'll probably shoot me down one way or the other. But it seems to me like we're just singing out of the same playbook here. If I go back and look through my notes, a year ago this time, we didn't care about the 2019 budget. We cared about the 2020 budget. And we hit the wall. And now this year, we don't care about the 2020 budget. We're worried about the 2021 budget. So this wall will pass. And before you know it, it'll be Labor Day. And then they'll come up with something else. Maliki will be raising hell, or there'll be a minister that's a problem, or the Kurds will want more money, or so on and so forth. That wall will pass, and then all of a sudden, no, we can't do it now because it's Ramadan or the election's too close. Now we got to wait, and they want it done by Christmas. And if you read the playbook, this has gone on now for 3 or 4 years. They just keep turning the pages, and changing the dates. What makes it any different this time? We're just a repeat, year after year after year after year. And that's where we're at
okay.
right now.
So let me ask you a question. First of all, let me clarify. I'm still worried about the 2020 budget because it hasn't gone away. All right? They're starting to talk about doing the 2020, but that doesn't mean the rate's not in the 2020. So I am still worried about that. Now, things along the way absolutely do happen because we have missed opportunities in the past. Okay? When they should have did something prior to the election, they didn't because they wanted to wait afterwards. No different than our government. Could have done something prior to the election where they thought Hillary was going to get elected, so they wanted to wait till afterwards to give it her. They made a mistake. Iraq, same thing. They could have done something in October when they were supposed to, before the crowds went completely crazy, but they didn't. Trying to drag it to the last minute, it got totally out of hand, and then nobody wanted to be involved in it while it was chaos in the street. So things actually do happen that change the game. Well, now we got to change the plan because we miscalculated something, didn't take them serious, or just plain missed an opportunity. And that's what I was saying today when the price of oil is at 41, it's projected to go up. But if we start shutting down again next week, more and more states shut down, more and more countries, now we've missed this opportunity. So this is the prime time to do it. We just need to see if they do. This was scheduled to go. They're still saying it's going to go in the next couple of days. Over there is what they're telling them. Our banks are saying end of this week, the first part of next week. So the opportunity is not completely gone. But they could overshoot it and mess it up all over again, which we're hoping they don't, because Iraq can't stand it. They can't do another 6 months of doing what they're doing. The people aren't going to stand it. And they're starting just like they always do, small crowds of demonstrators that will build up. It was not done in the next couple of days. And then we got October all over again, crowds in the street panicking and burning stuff down and everything else. Nobody wants Iraq to go back through that all over again either. So it could be different. For the last 10 years, we've been hearing it. Great plan. Every government of theirs wants to change it. Every time they change, then of ours wants to change it. Every time the administration changes. And we have to sit back and go through the new changes. So hopefully we'll get it done this time before the November election and the next administration say, nope, we're going back to our plan. Or, you know, something happens in Iraq and this government's thrown out. Now is the time. This guy's doing everything he said he was doing. Didn't make it happen today, but he's being very transparent. The people are going with him so far. Until we see what happens when they get paid here in the next couple of days, starting today. But they've been willing to go, but they already said they're not going to do another 60 days. They're not going to do that. So let's see what happens.
I think there's a large part of our politicians on both sides of the aisle that don't want this to happen for us as the United States and have a bunch of millionaires and billionaires. True or false?
Oh, yeah. There's always people. I mean, you know. People with power, no different than Iraq, want to maintain their power. And their money is their power. Some of us will be richer than some of them when this happens. And they know it, especially people who didn't take advantage of it. Some of us will have influence that we didn't have before. Some of us will provide money to political parties that we didn't before to change the game. So there's a lot of changes that are going to occur. And sometimes you just can't help it. You fight it as long as you can, and then you position yourself to make the most you can make out of it when it's inevitable that it's going to happen. So they've been fighting. They've been stealing. No different than in Iraq. Corruption, everything else. Getting all they can get out to it. Squeezing the last drop of the lemon juice out of the lemon or blood out of the turnip. And then throwing away saying, new game, let's go. Because I'm ready to go. And that's what we'll see happen.
Okie doke. I appreciate your time. Have a nice holiday. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Okay,
you too. Thank
you,
sir.
415. Area code, you are on.
Thank you. My little notes here that I wrote. One of them was that I, and thank you for your calls. I really appreciate it. One is that, did you say in the past that you could not ask for the contract rate if you only had 4 million dinar, that you had to have 5 million dinar?
I don't know. I'd ask for it with 1 million dinar.
Okay.
So nothing beats a failure but a try. So
no, that sounds really good. Okay. When you talk about trusts, do they have to be, there's revocable and irrevocable. Do you have to have irrevocable, or can you have a revocable trust?
You could have a revocable trust. I don't
know the
reason why you would do it, but you could do that since you're asking.
Well, I don't have anybody that I would want to be involved with my trust. That's the problem that I have. I wish I did. You know, I don't have a relative that I'm that close to that's, you know, and my friends are older and not very well. So that's where I'd be with trying to deal with that. But it could take some time to do it, right? We don't have to do it right in the moment. Yeah, that sounds
correct.
Good. What was the name of the bank that man talked about that he went to that only Wells Fargo gets their money from? We do have a Chase here in where I live, and I can check with them. But I would like to get a couple of more, I mean, some more dong. He was just on the call. Do you remember?
I can't remember. And he was on last week, I mean, Monday.
No, on this
call.
He was on this call about, I don't know, maybe five people back, and he has a very pleasant voice, and he's the one that said something about having the woman that's in the wheelchair
Okay, you're talking about Robert. I don't remember him naming a bank, though. He gave the name of a bank?
Yeah, he said that he went to some place where Wells Fargo gets
Exchange
their bank.
Exchange International.
What is it?
Exchange International.
Okay.
Is where he's seeing Wells Fargo get their money from. No.
Okay. And that's, you can get that on the internet, or you have to go to a physical place, or do you know much about that place?
I don't know anything about it. I don't even know that Wells Fargo, I would think, gets their money from the Treasury, not Exchange International. I mean, why would you get it from somewhere else? But I don't know.
Okay.
Because I think Wells Fargo gets their money where every other bank gets their money from, which is through the Treasury, where it goes to.
Okay.
But try and find out. I have no idea.
Okay. Great. So we get the 800 numbers. We call. We make an appointment. If I chose to do it to Bank of America, I would do that. I would check their rates to see what they have, what they're saying. But then when you talked about today, that they're going to maybe do another thing in Iraq in 2 or 3 weeks, would you exchange some and then wait to see what they're doing 2 to 3 weeks from now?
Okay. What I would do, guys, if it was me, because I'm not telling you guys what to do.
I know, but what you do is really bright. You are one of the
okay.
smartest guys.
Do my exchange and when it first came out, and I would try to get the contract rate for everything I get, because whatever happens in Iraq is never going to match the contract rate, okay?
Okay.
So 2850. Yeah. So that's my goal, is to get to 2850.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could only get the $6 because I didn't have enough to get the 2850 or something in between, then I would definitely exchange all my currency and reinvest in the dollar, because I know one of two things is going to happen. It's going to go up during that 12-day period of time, because everybody else in the world who didn't think it was true is going to get involved. We're going to see it go up, and I'm going to double or triple my money, or I'm going to at least make a profit off of my money, some shape, form, or fashion, by doing that, if I know what I'm doing. I've got a floor trader or a trader. I can go back in through Forex this time, make my purchase, and sell it at the same time. So those are the ways I would look. Now, if I didn't want to do that, I just said, okay, I'm going to get the highest rate I can. Now I'm going to physically go to the bank, just like I did before, and actually buy the currency. And I'm going to wait and see what happens next 60 days, because I doubt that it's going to go down from what you bought it for. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say that one of the first things I'm going to do, I'm the one that's been fighting foreclosure for years, and I'm still doing that. I have a litigation. I have a lawsuit right now, so with a new sale date in July, July 23rd. So I would like this to happen before then so I can go and I'm going to pay off my house. I do not want to have a bank involved with my mortgage, with my house, ever, ever again. Maybe I would buy another house, and I don't know how I'd do that, if I would pay cash, and just because I need some other place to live while this house, that I haven't been able to do any of some of the different things that needed to be done to it, needs to be done. I don't want to be living in a big mess. And me and my cat would live over in this other house that would be nearby. And I do have a humanitarian project. I've worked on it for years. It has to do with health. It has to do with keeping people healthy so that we don't have so many people with chronic disease in our country. But I don't think the banks would be that interested, because I don't know if they would be making money. They would be saving money because, you know, they have to pay out a lot of money for medical care, which actually, you know, everybody needs medical care. That's usually what's sold as health care. But the medical model is not geared to educate people on how to keep healthy, and that's what that needs to do. So I'm not sure what will happen with all of that, but I will get partners and I will get people to be involved in all this, because a lot of people know this, and I would be paying myself as whatever I am in this project that I'd be doing, and looking at, you know, and then trying to do IPOs also. So I want to thank you so much. And I do think that people might consider that want to be buying, you know, mansions and really expensive cars, to find a place that they really like that maybe they could buy and rent out, so that if something happens, they have a place to go. If the bank, if something turned bad and they can't make, you know, they can't make payments on their multi-trillion dollar house. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking, because big houses don't necessarily make you happy. You usually have to fill them up with stuff, and they take a lot of maintenance and insurance, and, you know, three-bedroom houses are, you know, nice. So, anyway, thank you so much for all you do. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 619 area code. You're on. 619-717. You are on. No 619? Thought I heard something. Okay, we'll go to 910 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony and Ray. How are the two of you?
I'm fantabulous.
Hello. I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. That's all I can do these days. Anyway, Ray, I sent you an email, and you probably get floods of them, so I probably didn't hear from you. And I know what Tony's going to say to this question that I'm going to ask, but I called the division of Wells Fargo, the foreign exchange division, last week, and this man came on the phone, and I said to him, when the dinar and dong revalue? Will you be participating in it? And of course, naturally, he said, we will never handle anything to do with the dinar ever. And I said, do you think that's what your upper echelon would say? And he said, yes. So,
okay.
Tony, I need your response.
He just doesn't know, right? I said, he just doesn't know.
That's right. That's what I assumed, but I just wanted to check with you. Okay, so you feel that there are people there that still don't know, but it will happen, and Wells Fargo will be still the major bank. Okay. My second question is, and I think I heard you answer this earlier in the call, I believe you said, and I have no interest in a $28 contract rate. I don't have tons of dinar and dong, but I've got enough. If I would be lucky enough to get the $6 rate, are you saying you don't have to have a humanitarian project for that?
You do not have to have one for that, is what he's saying. Not at his bank.
That's what I thought you said. Yeah. Okay, so you don't need a humanitarian project for the $6 rate. Okay. And I've been reading, do the Chinese have any impact on this?
Not that I know. They're waiting just like we are.
Okay. I read somewhere that they are going to have some say on the us being able to revalue. You don't think so, do you?
The only thing the Chinese have is a contract with the U.S. and the Treasury to buy dinar from the U.S. citizens because they were not included as a country when the plan was put together, yet they are Iraq's biggest customer. And what the dinar is going to do is allow them to buy the dinar from Iraq at a cheaper rate. Now, they were part of the GCR and are. That's why Vietnam came in. China did loan gold to several countries so they can meet the qualifications for the GCR. That doesn't put them in charge of the RV or that. And if these idiots who keep saying it were right, the RV would have happened years ago. Do you know how many times they've already said China demands to be done by this time? China's going to take control. If Trump doesn't do this, if Trump does say that, then China's got it and they're going to release the RV without us, and none of it has ever happened because it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Okay. Hey, whatever happened to your 404 woman?
I don't know where she is today. Okay, see
no,
hey,
I have.
Where are you?
She's on vacation.
I haven't heard her for several days. I thought she got mad at Ray the other day, so she wasn't calling back or something. Listen, Tony, you are such a wealth of information. You just know everything, and Ray, you too. I appreciate both of you.
Well, thank you
for keeping us up to date. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, sir. Let's wrap this up while everybody's still talking good about us.
Is that what they do? Okay, then. Let's go with that. All right, guys. It's still a well-found Wednesday. You can still find some opportunity or something to be glad about in this day, and that things are going on. It is the 1st of July, and everybody's still saying this is the time. They're saying the coming days, which we all hate. We don't know what it means. Supposedly to them, it means the next 2 days, but we'll see. The bank is still expecting this weekend or this week or first part of next week. So we're still there. Disappointed wasn't today. Could be tomorrow. We don't know about the taxes and tariffs yet. Hopefully we'll find out about that sometime today. And Curtis Sand was supposed to put their changes into effect tomorrow. So let's see what happens. But be joyful. It's a good day. All right. We'll talk to you on Friday, I guess. Ray?
Okay. That's going to do it for this hump day Wednesday. And we'll be back on, wait a minute, Tony. Friday is you know, July the 4th is Saturday. Some people are taking Friday for the 4th holiday. You know, talk about it later?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right, folks, so we'll see what happens. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe
your mind is going.
nothing else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.